May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Jesus replied to the Pharisees, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself." And he ended by saying, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Jesus is once again responding to the Pharisees' attempt to theologically and intellectually trap him in an answer about the greatest commandment in the law. However, Christ's answer focuses upon what is in the heart. And with these words, I believe that Jesus has just said that everything in Holy Scripture and God's salvation history rests on these two commandments: loving God and loving neighbor. Doesn't that provide your life and mine with a clear vision for how we should be living? Doesn't that make us want to say, "Yes, yes, that is what I want my daily life"? My whole Christian faith journey to be about. Today's Psalm 90 that we just sung reminds us of our mortality and the brevity of life. The psalmist writes, "You turn us back to the dust and say, 'Go back, O child of earth.' You sweep us away like a dream. We fade away suddenly like the grass." The procession up this center aisle for most services finds the priest singing behind the crucifer, torchbearers, choir, lay ministers. And yet, for the liturgy that is called the burial of the dead, the priest leads the procession behind the cross with the following words: "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and though this body be destroyed, yet shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not as a stranger." The body follows, or if cremated, the ashes are perhaps already placed near the altar. And we are poignantly reminded that this is no dress rehearsal. We're poignantly reminded of what really matters. One of the graces, as well as one of the hardships of serving a church as large as my former parish, Trinity Cathedral, was that there were weeks where we would have 3 funerals in 1 week, where we would be doing, or I would be leading, that liturgy over and over again. And the grace for me was that it constantly kept me reminded of that fact that this is it. There's no second chance. What really matters? When I hear of a parishioner who is suddenly taken to hospital, or visit a church member in the hospital or at home that is facing a painful death, it makes so much of what we in the church, the larger church and culture, worry over seem so insignificant. In fact, within the larger church society and within our daily lives, we seem to focus an awful lot of time and energy, resources and emotions towards that which has no ultimate connection to these great commandments of Jesus. Imagine a life where we instead spent most of our time and energy over how we were carrying out Christ's commandments. Christ's commandments to his followers to love God with the fullness of our being and to love our neighbors. Imagine if at annual meetings and diocesan conventions we debated such things as whether or not we were loving God fully, loving our neighbors as ourselves, feeding the hungry, caring about issues of social justice, visiting the lonely, comforting the sick and dying, helping underprivileged children, loving our neighbors as ourselves. Christ names these great commandments to his hearers within the last week of his earthly life. This gospel story takes place just following Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, with the palm branches waving, the hosannas ringing out. It is, if you will, a pinnacle teaching, the summation of all of Christ's teachings that have gone on before in his 3 years or so of ministry. And his proclamation above all else, right before he dies, is that we should love God with all of who we are and love our neighbors as ourselves. And he then goes on to say everything hangs on them. He reaches all the way back to Genesis. He reaches all the way back to Abraham and Sarah, the father and mother of God's chosen people. Jesus' commandment is a call to the unreserved love of God and neighbor. And ever since Christ has uttered these challenging words, the very core principle of what it means to be a Christian, we have struggled with what to do with them. We have asked ourselves personally, we have asked ourselves as a community of faith at St. John's, can we really live this out? Is this really possible, to love God fully and our neighbors as ourselves? Mother Teresa believes so. She once said, spread love everywhere you go. First of all, in your own house. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be the living expression, she wrote, of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile. Today, Christ reminds us that the character of God is one whom asks us to love him and to love our neighbors above all else. Christ is always before us, willing to nourish and guide us as we hold out outstretched hands to God, to Jesus Christ to come into our beings, to nourish us for these great commandments. Loving God, loving neighbor. And if we stay focused on these commandments, I do not believe that this journey will not be worth it. And I believe that when we do come down this aisle for the final time, we will not only reach that place called heaven, but we will have lived this life in a manner that is worthy of the journey. Amen.